There's this magnificent phrase in part four, and it says, "You are your deepest driving desire. As is your desire, so is your will. As is your will, so is your deed. As is your deed, so is your destiny." So your desires can actually be your destiny if you then flow it through your will and your actions, which is essentially your attention and your personal commitments. As we look at this concept of exploring our deepest desires, we'll notice that different levels of our being give rise to different desires. Our physical body has certain needs, certain desires: food, water, nourishment. When we listen to our desires of our body, they're about nurturing touch, sexual gratification, comfort, true physical feeling good. And when we listen to the desires of the body and move in that direction, making conscious choices, then we are truly nourished and fulfilled at a whole and healthy and vital level. Our subtle body, which is our psychological body, our mind, our intellect, our ego, has needs for emotional connection. Essentially, the fulfillment of the four needs of the heart: attention, affection, appreciation, and acceptance. When we can express our talents and honor others' contributions, then the health and well-being of our full, whole physical body and our emotional state is served. That's the subtle body, the mind, the intellect, and the ego. Our causal body, which is our spiritual body, has a need for creative expression, since we are divine conduits of the universal flow. And essentially, it has the need for oneness. We are so individuated, so differentiated, so fragmented from the whole, from source, choosing diversity over unity. We can shift that as we move from the individual personal self to our most universal self. That is our spiritual journey. And then we can choose expansiveness over constriction. It's truly a beautiful process. So by asking the questions, "What do I want?" we can actually have a dialogue and get clearer the spiritual journey. That causal body journey is when we can fulfill the needs of the flesh, the needs of our mind, and the needs of our soul. Then when we ask the question, "What do we want? What do we want? What do we want?" it's going to be many things on many different levels. And Deepak has always suggested writing these down. What do you want? Do you want money? Do you want a new car? Do you want the person of your dreams? Do you want to find a really gratifying movie or book? Are you looking for a job that nurtures you? Do you want to live in a place that you connect to? What do you want? What do you want? It's a never-ending list. And the beauty of it is that as long as we are alive, we will have needs and desires, from the simplest and most mundane to the most complex. And we have to make those choices about which are the ones we will put our attention on at the moment. And when you're willing to actually pose the question to yourself, "What do I really, 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 really want?" you're asking what level of your being is expressing that need. Listen to the answers that arise from within you. And in the first episode this week, we're going to write them down. And we'll watch this living, breathing document that we create will be the fertile soil for seeds we plant that will deliver us to where we want to be 6 months from now. Ask yourself now, how did I get to where I am? It's choices you made 6 months ago, things you put into place. So if you want to ask, where will I be on January 1st, 2012, or where will I be 6 months from now? It's the choices you make. It's the desires you fulfill. It's the situations you put yourself in and how you respond to them that will determine what your life will look like, what your body will look like, what your emotional and psychological state will look like. And isn't it great that you'll have a meditation practice 6 months from now that can be the touchstone of your day and the comfort of all your turbulence and the calming of your chaos? So whether they're satisfied, these desires, or change, alter, slip away, new desires will arise to fill that space. If you can become conscious of the forces that drive your choices, then you'll become more intimate with your most pure, whole, core, your essential nature. And this will deepen your connection to Source, which will connect you more closely to the concept of unity. And that's what consciousness is all about. So let's explore this second soul question. What do I want? What do I want? And we have some great guides on this journey this week. Dr. Sheila Patel will explore our health. Kyla Stinnett will explore love and romance. Trista Thorpe will explore freedom. And I will explore money and happiness. So let's get busy. Let's really just start the process. We'll be spending a whole week here. We're so grateful that you've opted to make this choice in your lives. So let's close your eyes right now. Let's take a long, slow, deep breath in. And gently let that go. And just gently follow your breath in and out. And you don't need a pen right now or a piece of paper. This process is effortless. I'll ask the question and you just see what bubbles up. Don't worry about seizing the moment and jotting it down. If it's something that's going to weave its way through who you are, it will revisit and continuing to revisit until you work its process through. So close your eyes, gently follow your breath in and out. And first of all, know this. I am responsible for what I see. I choose the feelings I experience. I set the goals that I will achieve, and everything that seems to happen to me, I ask for and receive as I have asked. So I'll ask you a question right now. I'll ask it several times, and you just, with your eyes closed, move to different areas. See the layers of life from your material self, your personal self, your physical self, your health self, your material and financial self, your relationship self, your sense of self, your soul, your source, your happiness self, your fulfillment self. Don't distinguish. Let the questions flow through you. And then let's see what just naturally comes up. Keep following your breath in and out. What do you want? What do you want? What do you want? And so now ask yourself, what do I want? And the answers can be material, ethereal, physical, emotional, spiritual. What is it that I really want? really, really want. And so keep asking yourself that question. Don't feel the need to write things down. Just start this connection, start this flow of you getting comfortable asking for the things that you need, at least acknowledging them to yourself. What do you want? What do you need? What do you desire? And remember, you are your deepest driving desire. So let's begin asking, what do I want? Today, I'm taking a look at this list, and sometimes I look at this list and go, oh my, who wrote that? And I'll cross it off. That's because we evolve, we change. Things I wanted a month ago, I don't necessarily want anymore. If I achieve them, or I've gotten to the point where it's like, yes, then I'll check it off. And if I change my mind, I cross it out. And if new ideas come in, and they will, of course, I add them. Some of us just want to be happy, but then once we're happy, we want something else. Some of us just want moksha, emotional freedom. And then once we have emotional freedom, we find we're so clear that we want to help other people. We want to serve other people. There are so many doorways to our next step. And finding out and being honest with yourself about what drives you, What's your vibe? What do you truly want? Will help you determine your next step in life. It's been an honor to hang out with you and kick off week two of the 21-Day Meditation Challenge. On behalf of the co-founders of the Chopra Center, Deepak Chopra and David Simon, this is David G. in the sweet spot of the universe, wishing you peace.